I'm Julian Berger. As U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents spread through Charlotte for their ongoing operation, businesses along South Boulevard have seen a drastic drop in customers. Some are choosing to close temporarily. The four-mile stretch of South Boulevard, known as one of the city's main corridors for immigrant residents, shops, and businesses, feels a bit eerie. Parking lots are empty, and most businesses are dark inside. CBP agents began an operation known as Charlotte's Web over the weekend, sparking fear and uncertainty for many immigrants. At the Super G Mart in Pineville, CBP agents entered the supermarket and detained a young man. Store manager Peter Hahn says the incident has shaken both customers and employees.
It definitely impacted our customers. They don't feel safe. On our employee side, you know, regardless of even the, you know, we have cashiers who are all working here as their first time jobs, you know, high school kids, teenagers that are U.S. citizens, and they were still running and hiding in the bathroom.
Super G Mart has stayed open, but Han says 30 volunteers showed up Sunday to help because most employees stayed home.
And so we're always here to serve the community. It's not just today. We're open 365 days out of the year. We do not close because we feel that it's our, you know, responsibility and our role to serve the community.
Down the road, a Latino supermarket remains open, but most of its customers are delivery drivers.
We've had a number of DoorDashes, Uber too. There are drivers who come and take three or four orders at the same time, and they themselves keep us busy. They go to deliver and come back again.
The manager, who did not want her name or the store identified because of safety concerns, says the building's front door is locked to protect employees and customers. Other businesses, like Panaderia Odales Bakery, have taken the same approach. Employee Angel Cervantes says locking doors has been critical for safety.
Saturday, the morning was normal. You know, it was just the everyday Saturday. But then around at 9:30 is when all the chaos began. And they started, you know, arriving. And they came in fast and quick. So they took anybody that was out and about. So whoever was inside, we locked the doors.
Cervantes says the bakery is not only seeing fewer customers, but also fewer staff.
A lot of our bakers aren't here. So there's only two of them back there, and we normally have five. And then me and my uncle, we're the ones that make cakes. But right now, we have to be in front because none of the ladies that are usually working for aren't comfortable to come work because everybody's just afraid.
That isn't the case, however, at Dominican restaurant Punta Cana. Manager Cristobal Morel says his staff has continued to show up.
So far, we haven't had employees call out. We are 100% covered and we are doing well, but we are not alone in feeling fear.
Morel says even though business is down, he's choosing to remain fully open, but he has cut back his hours.
I haven't closed yet. We opted to close a little earlier on weekends when we're typically open until midnight. We closed at 10 p.m. to avoid any problems.
Dozens of other South Boulevard businesses, including Venezuelan restaurant Los Chamos, Bella's Beauty Salon, Sumac Coffee, and Honduran restaurant Baleada, are closed indefinitely. Border Patrol agents arrested more than 130 people in Charlotte over the weekend. It's not clear, however, how long the surge of federal law enforcement will last. Julian Berger, WFAE News.